Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where we take the sources you send us, go deep, and pull out the key insights so you can get smart fast. Today, we're heading into a surprisingly complex part of the grocery store. We're talking about specialty candy.
That's right. We're dissecting the website for the Lovely Candy Company.
And our mission here is really to understand how a modern food brand builds trust. I mean, especially when consumers are so skeptical about, you know, packaged sweets.
It's a great case study.
Okay, so let's unpack this. It's not just about candy that tastes good anymore, is it? It seems to be about passing this really strict, self-imposed ingredient test.
Right. The question is, how do you position yourself as the clean choice in a market that's just flooded with cheap sugar and artificial everything?
And what's so fascinating here, and you pointed this out earlier, is that their whole philosophy is built around exclusion.
It really is. They turn the ingredient list into their number one marketing asset. We're going to be decoding their language, how they signal health, quality, and convenience.
It's like they're trying to make the purchase decision completely effortless for the consumer.
Because they've already done the homework for you. That's the promise.
And they set that expectation of trust right from the start. Their big claim is the candy choice that kids love and parents trust.
That word, trust, it's the anchor for everything.
But in today's world, that word can feel a little hollow. So how do we know they actually back it up? Or is it just marketing buzzwords?
Well, I think that brings us right into their core philosophy, this idea of building trust by leaving things out.
Exactly.
They try to address that skepticism by using a phrase I find really interesting. They call it conscious crafting.
Conscious crafting. That's not a term you'd usually associate with candy.
No, it's a direct nod to high-end, you know, artisan markets. Think craft beer or small batch coffee. They're positioning candy as a thoughtful purchase, not just a cheap commodity.
I love that. By calling it crafting, it implies this higher standard of care. It sets them apart from the image of a giant anonymous sugar factory.
And it connects to their promise of sourcing only the finest, simplest ingredients.
That simplicity is key, isn't it?
It's the entire foundation. They know that for a modern parent, a complicated ingredient list just equals suspicion.
So their value is all about what they don't include.
Precisely. And for anyone listening who needs to understand consumer goods, this exclusion list is their competitive edge.
So what's on it? No artificial colors or flavors, I assume.
Right. Non-GMO, no high fructose corn syrup, and they're gluten-free.
So they're basically hitting every single anxiety point for an informed shopper. High fructose corn syrup is, you know, linked to cheap processing.
And non-GMO addresses all those concerns about industrial agriculture. Gluten-free just opens up the market even wider.
They don't just stop there, though.
No, they get really specific. They say their products are dye-free and that they use fruit and vegetable extracts for the coloring.
Which is a brilliant piece of transparency. They're not just saying no bad stuff. They're telling you the good stuff they use instead.
They're replacing something that sounds like a chemical with something you recognize, like beet extract.
That detail really cuts to the emotional core of the decision. You know, if you're a parent in a hurry, you don't want to be decoding a chemical name on the back of a bag.
Absolutely. So this whole approach, it targets that informed consumer who reads labels, but is also, frankly, short on time.
They're essentially pre-screening the product for you.
The exclusion list is their best marketing tool. It just resolves that parental anxiety on the spot. They're saying, go ahead, we did the work for you.
And that's all reinforced by the small batch production promise. It's how they justify being a premium brand.
It is. They're saying, we charge more because we care more, and here's the ingredient list to prove it.
Okay, so we get the philosophy. It's built on earning trust by leaving things out. Let's shift from that to the product reality. What are they actually selling?
The product range is pretty strategic. They cover a lot of ground in the premium candy space. You've got your hard candy, fruit chews.
Classic.
Right. But also specialty things like ginger chews and caramels. And then they have dedicated sections for organic candy. And most importantly, bestsellers.
The bestsellers list is where the claims meet reality.
Exactly. This is where we see what customers are actually responding to, and we get a sense of their pricing strategy.
Okay, so looking at the data from the site, let's start with their organic chews.
Things like their organic chewy candies, the sour ones, the lollipops.
They all seem to be priced at $20.99, and they have around 20 to 25 reviews each. Seems pretty healthy.
I'd say they're the baseline items, you know, the predictable choice for parents who want an organic treat for their kids. The utility player, really.
But then you see the standout, the the one that's a bit of an anomaly.
Ah, yes, the sea salt caramels.
And here's where it gets really interesting for me. Wait, $39.99 for caramels?
Almost $40.
That's nearly double the price of the organic lollipops.
Yeah.
I mean, does a clean label really justify that kind of price jump?
Well, the engagement data says it does. Look at the reviews.
56 reviews. That's more than double the others. So people are really buying these.
And they're talking about them. This points to a clear market segmentation. The $20 items are probably bought for the kids, for lunchboxes, parties, that sort of thing.
But the $40 caramels?
Those are purchased by the adult for the adult.
Ah, so it's a high-margin, self-reward item. The brand is proving its philosophy is strong enough to command a true luxury price.
Absolutely. The market is confirming that the premium price is not just viable, it's profitable when you target it correctly. It's a justified, less guilty indulgence for the adult who gets it.
And beyond the price, they also mention these practical details, like the caramels being individually wrapped for convenience.
That might seem minor, but it's not. It's critical.
Why is that?
It ties convenience directly to the premium experience. It means portion control, better shelf life, portability.
So it fits into a busy modern life. You can toss a few in a bag.
Exactly. It removes any remaining friction from the product itself.
That focus on a seamless experience is a perfect transition, actually. Let's get into our final section, the e-commerce ecosystem.
Because you can have the best candy in the world, but if buying it is a pain, you lose the modern customer.
100%. The kind of person who demands ingredient transparency also demands digital efficiency.
And their website confirms they get that. You see all the detailed support links right away. Shipping, returns, wholesale. It signals a mature, professional operation.
Which builds confidence before you even buy anything.
It does. But the real strategy isn't in those support links. It's in the tools they use for customer retention.
Which raises the big question, right? How does a specialty food brand get you to keep coming back?
Their solution is front and center. A rewards program and a subscription option.
Which are just critical for this kind of business model.
For a consumable product, subscriptions are the holy grail. It means predictable monthly revenue and guaranteed sales volume.
And the rewards program just reinforces that loyalty loop. It gives you a financial reason to stick with them instead of grabbing something cheaper at the supermarket.
It locks that premium customer in.
And then there's the payment options. The sheer number of them is pretty telling.
It is. American Express, Apple Pay, Google Pay, PayPal, Shop Pay, Visa. I mean, they take everything.
They're not just listing payment types. They're signaling a huge investment in their digital infrastructure.
They are optimizing for a one-click mobile checkout because they know that if there's any lag or too much data entry, that customer is gone.
So to sum this section up, they're selling more than candy.
They're selling a whole ecosystem of ease and assurance. They've combined the clean label promise with really sophisticated, user-friendly digital logistics.
It's the full premium package. The well-informed consumer today expects both.
They really do.
Okay, that brings us to the close of this deep dive. Let's synthesize. For you, the listener, I think there are two main takeaways.
Go for it.
First, their commitment to being pure deliciousness is really achieved by what they exclude. That's what resolves parental anxiety and justifies the price.
Mm-hmm.
And second, they back up that premium product with a totally streamlined customer experience, from the luxury price points all the way to the subscription model built for loyalty.
And my final thought here is just about the standard this sets. The sources we looked at are current. This isn't an experimental model anymore. It's the new standard.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the sheer number of things they exclude, gluten, HFCS, artificial flavors, it reveals a trend. That level of transparency is becoming the baseline of what conscious consumers demand from all food brands, not just specialty ones.
So we've decoded their success.
Mm-hmm.
But that leaves one big question hanging for you to think about. Given this company's success is based on what it excludes, how long until these high standards, being non-GMO, dye-free, no high fructose corn syrup, how long until that becomes the mandatory floor instead of the premium ceiling for everything in the grocery store? Thanks for sharing these sources with us and letting us take this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.